Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And our podcast has evolved itself into a small business platform and community referral network. So we really are showcasing and getting you exposed to some good people doing good business and good things. So check out the website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. All of our guests are experts. All the shows are all on there. And whenever you need anyone for any type of service, or if you're looking to maybe even buy a certain product, check it out. These people really are, they're authentic. They're doing good business. They're sincere. They are somebody that you would actually want to be friends with. So the goal really is just to get more of those people exposure so that they can spread the joy, basically. And the topics that we've got and the professionals that are on the show range from health and wellness to personal empowerment. We've got nonprofit organizations that we discuss, so you can see what other layers of the world are going on. And like I said, there's just some really great people, and it's been a wonderful experience. As a reminder, you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. And I like to start the show with a joke, so that way everybody can take a deep breath and forget about what's going on in the rest of the world and their lives and sit back for 20, 30 minutes and enjoy themselves so we can take a little time out from the chaos of life. So when I do a Joel Osteen joke, because he's nice and clean, and one day we're going to get him on the show. So one day up in heaven, God said to the men, I want you to form two lines. One line is for the men who were the head of the house, and the other line is for the men who let the woman be the head of the house. Well, the line where the woman ran the house was 100 miles long, and then there was only one man standing in the other line. And God said, men, I am ashamed of you. I created you to be the head. That's my version of God's voice. But only one man stood up to make me proud. And he looked at him and said, son, tell them, how did you manage to be the only one in the line? And the man looked confused. And he said, I don't know why my wife told me to stand here. Oh, that's my virtual audience. They is a peanut gallery. I record in front of a live studio audience, so sometimes they chime in. But at least I know that they're always going to laugh at my joke. And you did hear a little chuckle in the back, and that is my guest for today, Jo Housman. She is a speaker and syndicated live radio show host, and we're going to be talking about going from grief to great and utilizing media to expand your brand. How are you today, Jo?
I'm doing great, Michelle. That was a funny joke, actually.
Well, thank you. Whenever you pin men against women, there always seems to be at least humor on our side. I don't know about their side, but I think they just, mm-hmm. I think they've learned to accept it, you know, mm-hmm. they know their place. They know their place if they're going to be dealing with a woman or if they're married. So they learn
right.
to just keep your mouth shut, because then you won't get yelled at, and you don't have to listen to the wife or the girlfriend complain. So it's a lot easier. You know what I mean? Then you can go do what you want to do, like watch football or go play in the garage. So I think that it just took them a while, but they clued in. So let's, start with a little bit of background about you so the listeners can understand who you are, and then we'll talk about what really means going from grief to great and media in the business. So I will let you take it away.
Well, thanks, Michelle. I would never guess that I would be going from grief to great earlier in my life. But, you know, early on, I was married at an early age and divorced. So then I was a single mom for 10 years. And I really went after my dreams. And my motto back then, and still is go for it. if you want something in your life, you just have to go for it, whatever it is, whatever that it is in your life. Well, then I met and married a wonderful man, and we married actually 2.5 weeks after 9/11, and everything was going great. We moved back here to the Midwest, and he had had an illness before I met him. Anyway, unfortunately, that illness came back and claimed his life in the summer of 2010, and then my only child went off to college. So at that time, I had an at-home business. I had been working it for many years, but I really decided that, you know what? First of all, I was grieving because of the empty nest syndrome, now also grieving because of my husband passing away. But I wanted to honor him, and I wanted to honor, you know, we really talked about really building a business, and I really wanted to honor that. But I also knew I had to do it for myself now and my future family, which being my son and, you know, hopefully getting married and children and all that stuff, which thankfully now he's getting married.
Oh, wow.
But at the time, I had to really think about all that. So I went back, got my master's degree, and just kind of figuring out life. And he came home from college and said, Mom, we should write a book. I thought, yeah, that kind of seems like a good idea. Well, I decided to go for it, and we wrote a book together. He actually wrote the foreword to the book, and then I wrote the rest of it. And it's called Go For It, A Woman's Guide to Perseverance. And that was published in January of 2016. And after that, I went around the country speaking to different groups about the book, and being on TV and radio. And I met a gal that had an international live radio show. And I'm like, well, I want that. How do I do that? So she told me about it. So my radio show was birthed in July of 2016, also called Go For It. And it's really about helping women start and grow businesses and really trying to figure out where they want to go in their life, finding their it. And finding, like, what they want and what their purpose is in life. So I bring on guest experts from around the world. My show is heard worldwide with 250,000 downloads, which is just a huge accomplishment. It takes a lot of marketing, as you know, Michelle. And it's just been a blessing. And I love speaking around the country because I really talk to people about going from grief to great. You know, what could have set me back so much, I actually use it to propel me to the future. We had been married 8.5 years, and we had always talked about starting a business, and we kind of did a few different times starting small ones. But the business that I was working when he passed away, I really took that, and I started coaching people how to do that. And then I sold that business and then moved on to other businesses since then. And I am just so, elated with my radio show and also speaking, because I just love doing it. And I also have a Go For It media group where I help people grow their businesses on social media and just different media packages. And, you know, from there, it is it's so great to be able to help people. And just the look in their eyes when they know they have hope again, it's a beautiful thing.
So first, I'm sorry to hear about your husband and all that. I mean, no matter when you go through loss and whoever it is, it's just a hard thing. And, mm-hmm. you don't get over it, you get through it, but it's just, it's always there. So, I got to give you credit for somehow turning that into something positive. So maybe you could help somebody else. And you can maybe, you know, like you said, give them hope, help with that transition, or when they're ready to come around to find what kind of business that they want to do. You know, you're there as a support system. Now, I think based on the time of, you know, the alignment of the world and the planets and everything, you know, a lot of people are leaving a traditional job and starting their own business. Maybe because it's easier, there's more ways to do it. You know, you don't have to buy a franchise now. You don't have to even have a storefront in order to start working, for yourself, like years ago, that was pretty much the only options. You know, you had to have a lot of money to start something. Now you don't have to do that because there's all different types of businesses. So do you think, or based on the clients that you've been working with, and I just think that this would be some interesting feedback, the business that they choose to go into, that they feel that is like their passion business or something that they have that drive, is it related at all to their current job, or is it something that's come almost completely opposite, where you're finding that maybe once these women primarily it's probably women, reach a certain age that they just have, you know, almost like a coming at Jesus where they're like, I got to go do this.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, most of them are coaches that come to me, and most of them have their own little individual expertise that they're good at. Some of them have, because of their past, I would say probably 50-50. Some of them is because of what they've done before in their past, that they want to be able to go out now and be able to teach others how to do that. And then also something completely new and different, you know, something they've never done before, but they know they've helped coworkers or they've helped friends, they've helped family, whatever the case may be, and they know they'd be good at it. Those are the type of people really that come around and need the people that have been attracted to me, actually, is those type of, because they have got, they got drive and they got passion for what they do. Like I was talking to a gal this morning and she's already talking about taking her coaching to Africa. I'm like, wow, that is so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And she's going to do a retreat over in Africa, and just thinking outside the box. And that's what I really try to help them to do, is think outside the box. You know, a lot of us are so, and I'm going to, you know, I'll put myself in that same manner. Sometimes I get so closed-minded. Whereas, but we don't know what we don't know. And if it takes somebody who maybe has been doing other things differently than you, that can open up your mind to do new opportunities. And that's what I love about helping my clients and also helping my guest experts. You know, they're, when they come on my show, I'm able to help them expand their horizons to a worldwide audience. And also when they, you know, when people come in with my media packages, they do the same thing. They come in and, again, they don't know sometimes what they don't know, or they need help with it. So it really has been a, that pen has been great. And I would say more 50-50. Now, I will say I have developed my own avatar, which is really my key person that I really want to hone in on as my perfect client. And that took me a long time to really figure that out. And as my mentor always says, your niche will make you rich. So I really niched down my perfect clientele that I want to work with. And ironically enough, my avatar was really about the first person that came to me and wanted to do business with me. So it has been really great that way.
So I'm assuming that that's something that you, was one of the first things that you discussed with your potential clients or your clients, is designing or sitting down and really thinking about what your avatar should be, your ideal client, so that way you can start targeting them. Because if they're the ones that are really going to make you rich, you know, it seems like when people jump into a business, they're trying to sell to everybody. Well, that just doesn't necessarily make sense. Like you said, you got to be targeted. So what, I mean, this is a great thing that somebody can use as a takeaway. What do you tell them? How do they design that? What are some quick tips that you could give so someone can do this once they finish listening to the show?
Absolutely. What I really teach people is, well, if you're going to create your avatar, think of the perfect person you'd like to work with. What's their age? What, and you really need to niche down what age you want. You can't say 25 to 65 because that's a whole big age range. You want to say 55-year-old female. Her kids are all grown. She's been a stay-at-home mom, or she's had a corporate job. Now she wants to leave the corporate job, whatever it is that you want. So mine was, I want a 55-year-old female who is either divorced or maybe widowed, needing a change of life, is in the midst of her change of life, and is ready to expand out farther. She's probably a size 12 to 14. She's got short, well, shoulder-length dark hair, and her name is Betty. And she's got blue eyes. And she wears kind of comfortable clothing, kind of very business casual, but she knows she wants to work from home. And so when her grandkids come over, she can, you know, walk away from her work and be with her grandkids and come back and work again. So really when that's, I mean, you even have to niche it down to a name. You have to give your avatar a name. And I went and talked about this to a group one time. And afterwards, this chiropractor came up to me and he said, you know, I did that exactly what you told me. And my very first client was the avatar that I picked out. I said, I know. It's weird how it works, but it's so phenomenal. Same thing with me. Mine wasn't my very first one. It was about the third one in. It wasn't named Betty. Her name was Michelle. But it was just so phenomenal because once you get laser focused, it all just comes to fruition. When I first started my business back in 2005, I was exactly what you said, Michelle. I'd take on everybody. I didn't even care. I was like, you got money you want to pay me? I'll take it on. Well, eventually I figured out I'm not good at a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I knew other people that were good at it. So then I would contact these other people that I knew that were good at either website design, graphic design, those type of things, and say, hey, look, I've got this client who needs this type of work. You know, I would love to be able to refer them onto you. Yep, they took it on. Then eventually what I did, once I felt more comfortable, then we started doing joint ventures back and forth. So then the client that came to me, I said, you know, I'm really sorry. That's really not my expertise. However, Betty Jo over here, that is her expertise. I would love to be able to refer you. And that's exactly what we did. And then we did the joint venture back and forth. And that makes the client feel better. And so then they know they're not just being dropped. And that was one of my main goals, because I consider myself a professional networker. I'm constantly networking people. And then that made me feel better that I was able to not drop that client and be able to give that over to somebody else who I knew would do a good job. That was another thing. I had to know that they did a good job, because if they ever dropped the ball on any of my clients, very rarely did they get a second chance. Because that's, even though that person wasn't my client, I wanted to make sure they were taken care of.
So well, you also don't want it to reflect against you that you're now associating
right.
yourself with somebody who isn't at the same level of service and respect and being authentic as you are. So it's just bad for everybody.
Absolutely. And yeah, you just don't want to have that persona about you. So, and a persona about your business. So that really worked well. And again, I kept going back, and it took me a long time to really figure out my avatar. But once I did, those were exactly the type of people that would come to me. And I love working with my niche market because, like I said, as my mentor says, your niche will make you rich. Now, that can be, it could take a while. It can really take a while to figure out exactly the person you want to work with. And it can also change. Sometimes if you've been with, you know, your certain avatar for a while and you're like, okay, I'm ready to work with younger people now. I'm ready to work with 35-year-olds and not 55-year-olds. All right, well, change your avatar. The world is constantly changing. And, you know, you should always think about how you're branding yourself and how what's going on. Because if you're stagnant and you're just doing the same old, then your business is going to be stagnant. And one thing I've learned in business is you have to keep marketing. You have to keep, you know, rebranding or, you know, getting your name out there so people can figure out exactly what you want or exactly what you're looking for so they can send you the perfect client to you as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned being stagnant. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, right? So let's just say that the business gets kind of stagnant where it becomes routine. You bring that inside to yourself so that when you're not as excited about your business, or all of a sudden now you're like, oh, I'm getting up a little later, or I'm being a little bit more distracted at my desk. I'm not focusing. My time is not being used as well as it was 6 months ago when I was really excited. So that's, you know, and that's the quality of having a coach, or at least like you have a mentor or somebody that kind of keeps you, or even a partner where it keeps you in balance, where they might notice, hey, you're veering off a little to the left and we need to get back on track, because you're going to see that in your income stream in 30 or 60 days, you know? So if you have the ability to pay for somebody to provide that service to you, or if you have somebody in your life that can, but you know, it's not like you can, your friends don't care. So it's like, and they don't care about what you do for a living. No. And your family doesn't want to hear it either. So you really have to, you have to be able to pay somebody. But I think, you know, you also brought up how you have additional, I'll use the word lightly, partners that you are referring your clients to get other services. So, I mean, if you go on any of these Facebook groups nowadays, there are so many coaches. There are so many virtual assistants. There's so many social media experts. There's so many people that do this, and this. And, you know, you don't know if they're any good. You don't know if, you know, you don't know if the personality matches. I mean, all you're doing is you're looking at a little post or you're looking at a website. I mean, what are some of the things that you could suggest for people to be aware of? Let's just say, let's talk about social media, because that's media, that's marketing, that's the brand. What are some of the things that somebody should really look out for, like the top three, in order to qualify somebody to make sure that before they go down that road, even if they're not paying for the first session or however that works, it's still time, right? So then you're like, I just need to know right away, can you do this, this, and this? Or is this the, you know, a couple of things about your personality that I know are going to work? Otherwise, I need to go find somebody else, because there's just, there's a lot of bodies out there. And if you want to do it right, you got to make sure you're with the right team.
It is. That's probably the number one issue. Some people can talk a really good game, And I actually had my own virtual assistant business. That's what I did. I started it back in 2005. And the great thing about it was nobody knew about it. And somebody told me one time, oh, that won't last long. You're going to be back to a 9-to-5 job. Well, that was like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, I'm going to make this work. But back then, nobody really knew about it. Now everybody knows about it. So what I do is, you know, it's a numbers game, as you know. And it's all about just talking to the person. And you'll get a sense for what they know and what they don't know. And ask for referrals. Ask for people who have, you know, they've worked with. Or maybe they have testimonials on their website. If they've done the work, they're going to have testimonials. And if they've done good work, they're going to have great testimonials. So that's what I would do. I would ask for testimonials, and you're going to have to talk with them. You're going to have to really converse with them and tell them what your needs are and what you're looking for, you know, that business partner or whatever it is you're looking for. And yeah, you're right. Right now, the noise is loud on social media, and I actually have to just not go on there, or maybe I'll make a post or two and then be done for a while. There'll be days, maybe even 2 or 3 days, I'm Facebook free. That's what I call myself, Facebook free. I don't even look. I don't post. I don't do anything. I'm just Facebook free. Now, with that being said, I do have a group on Facebook that I'm back when I was really active with it, and I was doing Facebook Lives every night, Monday through Friday, and Monday through Thursday. It was a lot more active, and I did cut back on that. So now I'm going to go back and start doing that again, being more active on there. Because once I'm more active, since I'm the administrator of the group, other people are more active. That being said, that I do have to do. But other than that, there's a lot of noise. And so you really have to pick and choose who maybe that. If you see somebody's post and you resonate with that post, maybe follow them a little bit closer. Maybe really watch. It's really, it's time and it's energy, but you have to do it, because, or else you can go out and you can start, same thing as if you go out interviewing people, if you go to their business and interviewing them, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's really that time element.
Well, the ideal, if you can align yourself with someone like you who has those contacts that have already been vetted and tested and you've got some results, and hopefully the personalities click. So you've done some of the heavy lifting already, as opposed to, you know, going with a complete stranger. So I guess, you know, it's like anything else. It's the same process that we've always used in order to figure out if you want to work with somebody. It's just the medium has changed and there's more of it because it's easier to connect with people. And like you said, it's also much easier for somebody to make it look like they are amazing and they do all of this. You know, they've got all this long list of clients, and it doesn't necessarily have to be accurate, because, you know, social media is about perception too. So it might just be a one-man operation sitting in a basement, you know, but you look on the website and you're like, God, they've got a staff, they've got this, they did this, 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 and this. So we just got to be, I guess, a little bit more diligent, and hopefully be able to align ourselves with a key contact person, like you called yourself a professional networker, to eliminate some of that heavy lifting. So, you know, the vetting is done in advance, because that's a lot of work, you know what I mean? And especially, none of this stuff is cheap, you know, so you want to make sure that you're getting the best bang for the buck if you're going to be laying out hundreds or thousands of dollars for something, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you really want to do your homework. And that's one thing people seem to, and I know everything is busy these days, and people seem to lack that time element. And patience is really a virtue. It really is. And when you're building your business, patience is really a virtue. But yet you don't want to be sitting still either. You want to be going. So there's that balance there, being patient plus going after what you want. Now, I'm really good about asking. I'm really good about asking people for things. So if I want somebody on my show, or if I want, you know, I'm going after something, I'm going to keep asking. You know, it really takes about 7 touches before somebody really will grasp onto, like, oh, I think she's talked to me before. And like, yeah, like last 6 times, you know.
But yeah, like, so much, like every day over the past couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were dating
so
already.
Noise.
Like, what's going on?
Exactly. But there's so much noise that they forget. And they're like, even when I send out my newsletter, they'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm like, I've been sending this every week for months. But
right.
The more you send, the more you touch them, the more you're going to get business from them. Because all of a sudden now, they're going to consider you the expert. There's a gal I follow, or friends on Facebook. She is constantly putting stuff out on Facebook. I mean, constantly. But she's also got the followers, too. Because people are always responding to whatever she posts out there. And she probably posts, I would say, probably at least every hour, if not
oh
every
my God.
2 to 3 hours. Yeah.
But what's the line of business? What is the line of business that she is? That's a lot of posting.
There is, but she's a speaker, and she also is starting another business in another country, and yeah, she just has a lot of different things going on, but she'll always say, level up and dominate. You know, today's a great day to dominate your world, just uplifting things to people, and they listen to her. And
yeah.
Say, okay, got it.
So is, based on your experience with social media and your clients, is there a point where it's too much? I mean, unless, I guess it's, if you've got the audience and they're responding, it's not too much, but when you don't have a huge audience like this client of yours, is there a point where you're like, okay, I should only post once a day, once every couple of days, because then people will see your stuff and you don't want to turn them off. You want to engage them. So, I mean, what do you advise people to dance that fine line? Where you don't
usually
want to be a pain in their rear end, you know?
Well, and people kind of take offense to this sometimes, but other people get it. Really, if you're trying to run a business and you're trying to, you know, I tell people 2 to 3 times a day, but if that's too much, do at least once a day. Because of all the changes on Facebook, not everybody's seeing your post anyway. So say I've got, I don't know, close to 2,000 friends on Facebook, you know? Well, not everybody, when I post about my radio show, hardly anybody ever likes it, comments on it, anything. But all of a sudden, I'll be getting emails, I'll get phone calls, I'll see people out in public, hey, that was a great show the other day, thanks for posting it. I'm like, huh, okay, this is working, you know. But there's a lot of lookers on Facebook that also will not respond, and they might not respond for 2 to 3 years, but all of a sudden they'll respond. And it's just ironic. I had one person, he was actually a guy in town here that I've known kind of on and off. I'm not good friends with him by any means. But I ran into him at the grocery store, oh, I don't know, two weeks ago. And one of them came up and said, hey, that was a great show you had. And I'm like, oh, I said, I didn't even realize you listened. He goes, oh, yeah, I listen every week. I'm like, oh, bonus, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You just never know. You never know who's listening, and you never know what they're reading. So I always stress to my people, be positive on Facebook. Do not engage in arguments. Do not engage in negativity. Because if you do, and you're trying to run a business, people are going to go back and they're going to look at that and go, I do not want to deal with that, especially political, religious, anything like that. Try your best not to engage in those kind of rants and stuff on Facebook.
Well, it's just drama, you know, it's just, it's drama. Unnecessary oh, noise. Gosh. And then I think, you know, that's the thing is a lot of people, when I talked to somebody else and they were mentioning that a lot of times people don't integrate their personal with their business page. Well, if you're self-employed, they really are the same. Okay. Because it's you and it's pretty much you're flying solo. So your personal information does overlap because if it's really part of what you're doing, it's part of you as a person. So it's, you know, absolutely. And people look at both. So they're going to say, okay, you know, and you don't know what is going to get somebody's attention. You don't know what their point is that they go, okay, that's the one I want to pick, or you don't know what they're looking at and they go, oh, that just turned me off. So it's like, you want to be authentic, but you got to be somewhat neutral. So I think people need to keep that in mind.
You have to be new. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I've taught people, I said, don't believe everything. People can easily make up stuff on Facebook. People have no idea how easy it is to make up, you know, their own stuff and then post it out. And I'm just kind of hitting up on Facebook. I don't mean to pick on them, but it just seems like that's one of the hottest, you know, hottest right. social media places. But people can go to Canva and other places like that and make up their own picture, their own story, and post it. And all of a sudden, people think that that's gospel, and it's not. You know, really, if you want to think if something's the truth or not, go to, you know, Snopes and just see if it is the truth. But so I've taught so many people, don't believe what you see on Facebook. If people, you know, do your own investigation, it takes time, but you have to, that's why I'm saying if somebody resonates with you, ask to speak with them one-on-one. You know, if they're running a business, ask to speak with them one-on-one. Ask, because I know somebody else who's like this happiness expert. He's a coach on happiness. Well, okay, so I called him and we had a talk. And it was almost like he was demeaning almost. And all of a sudden I'm like, I thought you were supposed to be the happiness coach. So, oh, I am.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, because I wasn't buying into what he was selling. Mm-hmm. Then he went the opposite way on me. And I was like, I don't get that at all. See, that's the kind of stuff. And at first I'm like, oh, maybe this is somebody I want to interview on my show. You know, that's why I always talk to them first. I always interview my potential guest experts before I bring them on. Because of, you'll get a good sense of them when you're on the phone with them or really watching what they post. And again, I won't say a lot. I'll just watch. I'm a watcher and just see what they say or have to do. And once you do that, it takes time. There's no doubt about it. But again, it'd be the same as if you're going out to interview them face-to-face. Actually, face-to-face would, I think, take longer.
Right. Well, and then everybody's remotely everything nowadays, so you don't necessarily have the option to drive over and meet someone because you might be in a different state. So, you know, we've got to put that in the mix, too, where maybe our our levels of being in tuned or awareness are need to be changing because you can't get the facial expressions. You can't get the body language. You have to really listen because it's, you know, or the, you know, everybody loves these Zoom things. Well, it's Zoom. I'm like, I don't know. What is a Zoom? I'm like, pick up the phone. I'm like, no, I want to Zoom with you. Said, oh, no. Because I mean, I got to get ready. I got to look somewhat presentable. I said, no. Let's just let's pick up the phone. It's a lot less work.
Yep.
That's the, you know, I don't want to have to jump in the shower just to do a 10-minute Zoom phone call. You know what I mean? That's a lot of work, dude.
But that's also because people want to see you face to face. And that that makes it so they feel like they get to know you better. And that's okay, because I've had clients who have been in other parts of the world that have wanted to do Zoom or Facebook Messenger, you know. And I'm like, I'm fine with that, but I get what you mean. I had one gal that came on my show, and she goes, now, do I need to be dressed up for this? And I said, well, I'm not going to see you, so you do whatever makes you feel comfortable, you know.
Right,
she goes,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it's radio. And I'm like, yeah. But there are, because people want that authenticity with everybody, that when they do Zoom or when they do Facebook Messenger, Skype, whatever it is, then they feel like they have that face-to-face interaction, and then they feel like they get to know you better too. So I can see where people want that, just because of my past experience with my clients who have wanted that.
It's interesting. It's a sense we've basically this whole conversation that we've had, regardless of the outreach, the type of medium, the way that the world's evolving, it sounds like we're still wanting that human interaction, that human mm-hmm. touch, where there is that connection. Ideally, we would love to be face to face, one on one. We just have to get it in mm-hmm. different ways. So people need to, almost keep that in mind, that you could be posting all this information or constantly sending out emails and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, at least I know in my personal world, when I picked up the phone and talked to somebody, or when I met them in person, say just one-on-one or in a little gathering, that's when the real connections were made. And I think we have lost sight of that, where we just think if we just throw all this information out there, people are going to pay attention to it. And the real results go back to human interaction. So I think people should keep that in mind. And I'm sure that you get that from your clients too.
Yeah, let me tell you something kind of funny about that. So back when I was first started my virtual assistant business, again, 2005, way before social media ever came into play. And I joined a lot of networking groups locally. And I, 1 week, I remember, I had so many because I love to meet people for coffee, because I love coffee, by the way. I met so many people for coffee that I was, by Friday, I said, I am all coffeed out. And my husband was like, you're coffeed out? He goes, oh my God. But I had lunch. I had breakfast. I had a mid-morning meetings. I had lunch. I had mid-afternoon meetings. And I had evening meetings. Did that for 1 week. But I will tell you, it paid off.
Yeah.
Because even though they didn't work with me, or some of them didn't, some did, but they referred people to me because we had that one-on-one interaction and we shared a cup of coffee. I've even bought real estate sitting down sharing a cup of coffee with the seller and the buyer, actually. So I bought and sold real estate by doing that, because people want, they still crave that interaction, that personal interaction. So if you can do that and integrate that into your business and your life, you're going to get so much farther ahead than people that don't.
Well, I know that's almost refreshing, because you don't want all of this social media / other ways to communicate to take away from the whole purpose of why we're here, is to interact with mm-hmm. one another. So, I mean, at least it sounds like it's almost like we forget to go back to the basics with everything. And when we go off
Absolutely.
On a tangent, or we go in one direction, or, you veer off track, and then you go, okay, wait a second, deep breath, let's get focused, and we'll go back to the basics. And all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier, and you just go,
mm-hmm.
wow, I'm seeing
Absolutely.
Results. So we gotta
Absolutely.
Keep that in mind. So do you want to talk
Absolutely.
Briefly about any of the, your speaking roles, the engagements that you're doing? I know that we're going to wrap up the show, but do you want to share anything specific on that, or any specifics about your talk radio show that's syndicated? I will let you have an open forum right now. So you can share what you want to share.
No,
you're welcome.
I am here for you,
my friend. I am here for you.
Well, and I'm excited to put you on my radio show. It's a live syndicated radio show. And I'm heard internationally, have 250,000 downloads today. And that is on Voice America. Now, Voice America does have different channels, but if you go to iTunes and Google my name, Joe Hausman, it's J-O, because I'm the female Joe. So Joe Hausman, and you will find me on iTunes. You can also go to voiceamerica.com. You can also go to the business or the influencers channel, and you can Google my name and my show. I do have a show page there. I love interviewing guest experts for my show. I'm always looking for wonderful guest experts. I have the show once a week, every Thursday morning, and it's from 10 to 11 Central Time, and that is 8 to 9 o'clock Pacific Time. So if you're interested in being a guest expert on my show, go ahead and feel free to email me, joe@joehausman.com. Again, I'm the female Joe, so that's J-O. So joe@joehausman.com. And then also, I speak around the country, would love to speak internationally as well. And I speak on topics of going from grief to great. So really, grief doesn't mean losing somebody. It could be losing, you know, a friendship. It could be maybe losing a job, maybe whatever it is grief means to you. It also could mean losing yourself to the point that you're not sure where to go, what to do, or where to turn. And then really getting yourself back on track to the point that you can move on and move up and keep living bigger, better, bolder, and stronger with each and every day. I really talk to a lot of women's groups about that, but also men's groups are starting to come too and ask me to speak, which I love, 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 love. Love to travel around and speak to different groups. So, again, you can email me, joe@joehausman.com, and you probably know my website is joehausman.com. And then I also have a Go For It media group, and really that's where I help businesses take their business to the next level utilizing media to expand your brand. Again, you can contact me the same at joe@joehausman.com. And thank you, Michelle. You rock.
Hey, you know, like I said, I'm here.
I have an international best-selling book, Go For It, A Woman's Guide to Perseverance. That is found on Amazon and also my website.
Well, there's a lot of going for it. I mean, I believe that's and that's part of the brand. I mean, you're consistent with the show, with the groups, with the book, with the coaching, with the speaking. I mean, that's part of the whole purpose of somebody's brand. It needs to be consistent. It needs to match, and it needs to all really reflect on what the objective of the person is.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been saying it for years, and I decided years ago I was going to make it my business, and then all of a sudden it became my book. So there we have it.
Well, and all of your information is going to be on our website, so there'll be a nice big ad display. So your email is going to be there. Your website's going to be there. Obviously, they could just click a button and listen to the show, and that's permanent. So that way people can find you. They can contact you in numerous ways in order to get some more information or even start listening to your radio show, which is on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Central Time. So, Joe, I appreciate you coming on the show. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to being on your show, which is going to be fun. And
it is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So any last words?
You know, really what I tell people is this. You are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. You really are. And just know that. And so go out and be bigger, better, bolder, and stronger today and every day. But show kindness and love wherever you go, because we never know what people are going through. So if you can share a smile with somebody, what a difference that will make.
I think that is a perfect way to end the show. I appreciate you so much. I'm glad our friendship is blossoming. And thank you again for coming on the show.
You are welcome, Michelle. Thank you. And I can't wait to interview you next.
Ah, how exciting. That was Joe Hausman, speaker and syndicated live radio show host. She's become a good friend, so that is fun. I got a new friend in South Dakota. So I'm looking forward to doing some stuff together with her and having her back on in the future. Her information is listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And all of our guests' information and their shows are listed on our website. And I encourage you to check it out and start to beginning to use it as a resource, because they really are good people doing good business and good things. And again, that's everythinghomepodcast.com. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Check us out on Facebook. Feel free to interact. Give me some feedback. Tell me what kind of guests you'd like to have on the show. I appreciate you listening, and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick.